We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us again start the Tosfos Ano Masnise Yodano. Rav asks Rav Nachman, there are so many that hold that Avdei Kimikalkei Domi, why do you hold Avdei Kimikalkei Domi? So he said, Ano Masnise Yodano. I know a baraisa. Apal gab, the bekama duchtin ashkechen, the chemikal kidomi. Legabi, many in yonim, it's chemikal kidomi, then you know, ushwue. Aymari, the hochi loy airi, elo be mili derabon. He was speaking about mili derabonon, Beligvois miyasmi umelekuches, v'sova shibud alav deraise. The old shibud alav deraise, so it's only a mili derabonon. Legobi elumi derabonon, and by mili derabonon, he holds avde kimetal talido. Agavuche, I saw dachsachmer and chedushi rabbi yalei. He says, what is pshat, this pshor, by the raises, Avdei Kimikalkei Domi, Eid Rabbonon, Avdei Kimitalkei Domi. So he wants to say, Rav Nachman held as follows. This din, that, Vistachalta Moisam Levnechem Achechem Loreshes Achuze, that Avodim or Hukshu Lekarkois, does not mean to tell us that Avodim are like Kalke, because Bemison Avodim are not like Kalke, Avodim are Metalkei. Avodim have all dinim of karka. That means they're not karka, but they have hilchis karka. So therefore, in all hilchis ha-toyre, if karka is nismayet from Eino, Avodim is also nismayet from Eino. If einish boim ala karkois, einish boim ala avodim, that is the hekish, avodim have dinim of karka. But when we're talking about a din derabonon, the pasuk isn't speaking about a din derabonon. The Pasuk is speaking about in Dinei Deraisa. So in Yesod and evidence of Metaltel, that Lagabi, the Dinei Deraisa, it has Dinim of Kalkim. So all Dinei Deraisa, it has Dinim of Kalkim. But when we come to Rabbonos, I don't have a Hekish. The Metzius is an evidence Kalkim. An evidence Metaltel, I mean. So Memele, so therefore, Bemili, the Rabbonos, he says, I'm thinking Metaltel, he don't. Well, in your possible, the Kenyan Aga, Daminami Midrabon. He's also the Rabbonos. So now, Taisvis, it's a stick of problem. Yesterday we had mentioned the Muki Yosef that says we learn out from a posik, so Agiv is a deraisev. So Taisvis says, Uklo da Orim Mitzuris asmachte biyakim. The posik of Orim Mitzuris is not a limud, it's an asmachte. It's a takone de rabono. Let's asmach the baum. I'd like to mention a ho'ore. We hear in the Gemara wanted to say that we have two baraises. One baraise says, Hechzik ba'avodim, leikonim etalfuli. The other baraise says, Hechzik ba'avodim, konim etalfuli. The Gemara says, everyone knows Avdei Kimikalkei Domi. Hechzik Bavodim Konim Metaltoli. It's good. Avdei Kimikalkei Domi. Hechzik Bavodim Loi Konim Metaltoli. Because ni dumye daori mitzuris. Also, Gorim Mitzuris is Metaltoli. The Loi Naidi. So the kind of be Metalti the Loi Naidi. Now, Mish Loi Me, if it's a limut from the Pasik. So good. I have a Pasik. The Pasuk tells me how Kinyan Agav takes place. Agav is with Orem Mitzurah Shabbi Yehuda. But if Taisvah says the whole Kinyan Agav is only at the Rabot, at the Kod of the Rabot, so there's no Pasuk whatsoever. And Chazal made an Asmachter from this. This is not Pashtet, it's an Asmachter. So how could you have a Machloikis Tanoim Dini? Dum Yedorim Mitzurah. Don't you need Dum Yedorim Mitzurah? So, that's the Gemara. from this Tosfos we see that Tosfos holds like the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to mention the lashon of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. I'm more than a Ritva, and I think that this Tosfos holds like the Ritva. The Ritva says, Kol ma sheyesh loy asmachte min haposek, whenever Chazal bring an asmachte, heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheloy lasas came. It would be preferable to do this. Whatever it says, Elo sheloy kovoy chay, the Rebbe Yishom says it would be an inyan, a choshev ezach, but the Elo sheloy kovoy chay, the Rebbe Yishom says, I'm not making any chay, that it has to be done, I'm just saying it would be preferable if it would be done. Umasroi lechachon. The decision to make it a chayder, to make a halach out of it, that was given over to the Chachamim. But the etzem zach, the etzem idea, the etzem musik, the Rabbi Nishlom said the etzem musik. Vizeh dovo voro ve'emes. This is the Loshna Ritva. This is 100% true. Ve'loi kedimrei ha'meforshim ha'smachtei shukiderech simin shenosnu Chachamim. Not the way others want to say that Asmachta is Chazal made a Psa-Takone, they wanted to find a Psa-Shtikal Remez or Simen. You should remember their Takone, so they found a Posek. Oh, you look at this Posek, you remember their Takone. V'loi k'derech ha-mefosh, m'shu k'derech Simen, sh'nosno chachomi, v'loi sh'kavona sa-toyre, kach, chas v'sholem, yishtaka ha-dova v'loi ye-yoma. This is a precursus to say such a thing. Aval ha-teire he-ira bekach. The teire was ma-eire. U-mos ha-chiev ha-dobo l'kobi chachomim emirsi. But the chachomim were given the choice if they want to, this is Rotzen Hashem, do they want to be keveya mismoris and say that's how it should be? Or it's up to the chachomim. Mos ha-yakosim l'chachomim. So Memela, according to the Ritva, is Gewaldik Artoisvitz. That Lamaisa is an asmacht of Kinyan Agav. So that means the Posik is telling us that there would be a proper Inyan to make such a Maisa Kinyan. So Memela, so now I have to be Medaik the Posik, but the Posik, when the Pasuk elaborated, Kinyan Agav, the Pasuk is speaking about Kalkin the Leinaydi. That's a good thesis right there. Ule Karmon, the comma. So it comes out that by Mili Dieraisa, everyone holds that Abdi Kimekalki, there's no Shaila in this. The Shaila is by Mili de Rabot, Kaman de Koma, Mahach Lishna de Omar, Avde Kimikalki Domi, Lome Li Oimdim Besoich. Mores Nakashe, we had a stira in two Baraises. One Baraises says, Herzig Bekalke, Loi Konabot. The other Baraises says, Herzig Bekalke, Konabot. The Gemara says the Baraisa that says Kon Avodim is speaking about that Avodim are Besoichel. Baraisa that says Lekon Avodim is good Avodim and not Besoichel. In fact, the Gemara normally Oimdim Besoichel. Why do you need Oimdim Besoichel? If it's Kalke, I feel it's not Oimdim Besoichel. Should also be Koine. The place is Lamandi Omanami Kimetal Fridome have a Motzala Mifrech. Dolechoshim kimetal tzanyi mili derabono. Aber legabi chazoke is mili deraise. So you should ask the same kasha, afilu yohol. Avde kimetal tzalidomi. Afilu yohol avde kimetal tzalidomi. Aber min atayretz kalke. So why do you need oimdim besoicha? It should help out. Az mocha lo yesa kakoy is pesim adivis. Al de melab hochi polisha. Mothers. The mother is not saying, if you hold metal from a chair, if you can't sell it, help us, I got it, don't need to go. So that's how Tosfos hat er weggestellt, oh, so geht, that the Machloikis, that Nachman, and the others are, if I merely the Rabbonon, do we say, Abde, Kimetalkoli, Abde Kimetalkoli. God the boy, Lamedic, prepare Kamoichas Abayis. There's a whole sugya, prepare Kamoichas Abayis, he Abde Kimetalkoli Domi, or Kimetalkoli Domi, as Nisan Doyubo, Abodim, Abayme, Kulim, Kulim, Amaison, Ami, Pekli, Shemais, Gabi, Metalkoli, Lepleini, Leishaiche, Oche, Klau, the Hosom, the Loshan, the Odom, Polim. So Taisva says, the Sugya Baba Basle is nothing to do with our Sugya. There the Sugya is if a person says, Metalteli Lepleini, Belishne, Bnei Odom, is an Eved Bechlau Metalton, or Eved not Bechlau Metalton. So this is at all no shaykhis with our sugya. Our sugya is speaking about in halacha, b'mili derabonon, what halacha, an Eved Knani has, he has a din of karka or metalton. But b'lishne de b'nei adam, that's a whole new sugya, which has no shaykhis at all with our sugya. Just one more time, then we'll start the next sugya. Machaloi abonim v'kalkois. So it says, Hefzik v'kalke, Hefzik v'kalke, l'kon abodim, v'kinyin agava yedim v'tam chotza, v'amai mafzik v'hefzik v'kalke v'nabodim l'metalpon, v'mishtameres l'dai t'ktavayu koni, v'mishtameres l'dai t'oi v'tavayu l'koni. Now let us start the next sugya, which is a new sugya completely. Nochosim, oh, now we have one more place we still learn. Shani mekalkoi denied it. So the Gemara said that halacha of Hechzik, the Soda Achat, Mochle es es so des Pes Medinis, kibin scherzig ba achas mehem kol ne kulon, da tapke bekalke de loinai. Bekalke de naiti, that we don't have this halor. Shani mekalkoi de naiti. Ve im taima, like Taisus, atel de loinai. Taisus says, I have a poshita reason why you're not koine the Vidyavode, Hotrei Tashmishinino, Avodem Kekalkois, then you have Mamisha Kalke, but they have two different usages. Ahave Kechulsis, Umetzulo, Herzeg, Beach, Beachad Mem, Leikona, Haacha, Kedemine, Beperk, Amoicher, Sabais, Lachadlish, Amoicher, the Kegemore. The Gemore says that if there are two kalkoids. One is a chulsis, which means that you have sand there. The other is a metzula. It's the bottom of the river, and there you get gold from it, gold and silver. And I want to be makne both kalkoids to one person. And I have all the time. And he makes a chazak. He doesn't want to be a deep sea diver. He doesn't go down to the mitzulah, so he goes and makes a chazoke in the chulsis, nias kavone with this chazoke, I want to be kind of the mitzulah also, and you know, I want to sell him, and he gave money, and now look at the zaka. He is not kind of. So the Gemara is according to one lashon. Why? Because this whole chiddush that a chazoke in one karke is kind of another karke, if tashmishan shovet, if they have the same shimush, the same usage. But if it's two kalkois and one is a farm and one is an apartment house, so you're not kind of, they're two different usages. So the lumdis of Herzig, soda achas, you're not kind of another soda. But place was, so it was like, so what's the whole problem of the Gemara? If Abdike mekaki domi, so why if Herzig mekaki le konat? Because it's different tashmishan. יש לוימר דעבד וקרקע חושים חד תשמש, פי שעבד רואי לעבוד הסקרקע. That means the עבד and the קרקע have a common use. The עבד works on the קרקע and the קרקע gives up payment. So this is called חד תשמש, and the memela should help. That's why the Gemara has to say a different terrace, that the Chani Kakoi denied it. Now, before we go further, let's just refresh our memory. Let's go to the Mishnah, Daf Tesamit Beis. The Mishnah, Daf Tesamit Beis, says as follows. The third line of the Mishnah, Nechosim She'ein Behemila. The Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Niskei Momei, on which Nechosim am I chayiv to pay if I mazik them? Nechosim She'ein Behen Mila. There's no Mila on these Nechosim. Let us see what Rashi says. Kloima, im hizakti Nechosim She'ein Behen Mila, if there's no Mila, Avam hezakti nichse hegdish, enichayv benakulam kulun ezokim mishay re'ei. It says re'eiu v'loy shel hegdish. So memela, so that's why, in order to be chayiv, you have to be mazik lechosim she'ein be'emila. Now let us go back to the more than of your days and days. Lechosim she'ein be'emila. So the Gemara makes a measure to kedit. The Mishnah is very, very unclear. If the Mishnah wanted to say, you're chayiv only by Nichsei Hedyet, not by Nichsei Hegdish, so say Nichsei Hedyet. Say Nichsei Hedyet, you're chayiv. Don't say the Chosm She'ein Behem Mila, you're speaking in riddles. There's no Mila. Oh, that means it's not Hegdish. Oh, so you only chayav if it's Nifsei Hedyet. Say Nifsei Hedyet. So the Gemara says, Me'ile hu delespohu, ha migdish kochi. I say, no, you don't need, you're chayav and fill on Nifsei Hegdish. If there's no din Mila. And so what's Pshat the Mishnah? Man tane, Omar Rav Yochanan, Bekotshim Kalim, Valibet Rav Yosi Aglili, that a Mishnah means, if my shoyl was Mazik Kotshim Kalim, let's say, for example, my shoyl was Mazik Ashlomen, so according to Rav Yosi Aglili, and Chayev, the Omar Momen Bailamu, that Kotshim Kalim, Momen Bailam, the Sanye, Umolo mal b'ashem b'kichish b'amisa, it says l'rabois kochim kalim she'ein mamoinoi dibrei Rabbi Yosi Agli. Now before we see Rashi, let us just see the third Tosfos who understand the yesod of the sukkah. Man tane, the Gemara, who is the tane that holds, that the Mishnah says, as long as there's no Mila, you're chayiv. Who is the Tana that says this Kabbalah Kechidosh? Kloima. So Taisu says, Pshitalei, the loibola mayit agdeishis the last Mila. You can't learn the Mishnah Kipshutai. As long as there's no Mila, you're chayiv to pay. Kigoyin karki. The kivin deim nichsi gavoya Mila loimala v'loi meredes. If we have a mit of Rayeyu, that you only chayiv if your mazik chayeyu. If your mayit has mazik hegdish, your potter. So I'll tell me, a karka, you know, karka, there's no mila. So what? But it's nirsei gavoya. So you can't say, it's nirsei gavoya, there's no de mila. That's a sakosam. Usually there's mila by hegdish, by karka, there's no mila. But it's nirsei gavoya. So there's no logical reason whatsoever I should be chayiv to pay for mazik karka. It's zikher not reyeyu. So the Gemara says, man tana, who's the tana that says that if there's no din, in a case, a certain case, that there's no din mile, and it's not nirsei gavoya. So the only Tana we could find, this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said, Kotshim Kalim Momem Bailimu. It doesn't belong to Gavoya. It belongs to the Bailim. Now, and he brings the Raya from the post. Now let us see Rashi. Meilo the beinin the loyla heavy boob and the chosim shenachayv and the zokim. All you need, there shouldn't be mila. Ho ilas bohu mila. Avogav the migdish kochi, even though it's kodesh and ichayv and isko. Kigoy. Kochim kalim shein be mila mechayim elo be imurim lach azrik es dam kedosinim and mesachis. By kochim kalim there's no mila. Man tane de mechayu ve nizokin im hizik shoyloi sheir shlomim shel chavei. Who is this tane? Momen bailem hein. It's momen bailem ve shoyer rei eyu karina boy. So if my shoyer was mazik his shlomim, I was mazik sheir shalaya. It's his. It's his mother. Now, how does Rav Yossi Aglili know this? Umo lo mal ba'ashem. Vikichesh ba'amisoy. Gabi Shvuas Apikodoksit. This is a posik of Shvuas Apikod. L'rabbe is kotshim kal. Hodachsiv ba'ashem. Now, we have to understand, the posik does not flow. Umo lo ma'u ba'ashem vikichesh ba'amisoy. Posik is speaking about, I went over to a nifka. And I'm Tevei, give me back my pakot, and he tells me you never gave me a pakot. The kichesh ba misoy. So what's the mol or mal bashem? How does the Rabbi Nishom come into this question? This is a sichsuch bein odom lechavela. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, no, the nidoy, what we are speaking about, is a little lashem, it has kedusha on it. But it's v'kichesh ba'misoy. The moment this is shalamisoy. But it's Hashem. It's we're speaking about dvorim amukadoshim l'Hashem. Ho'adachsim ba'Hashem l'rabo iskotshim kal shim hifkid b'heimash shlomim eitzol chavere. V'kofa so I gave him a shlomim. And then I come over and I ask him, give me back my kol. And the nifka, this kaifer, he says, I'm sure that you never gave me a pekot. The nishba v'hoide, mishalim keren v'choymish v'osh. So that's what the posik is speaking about. Let's just skip this last line, the last three lines of Rashi, and we'll come to it later. She'en mo'moinoi shel chaveiroi. This is called his moment. Krinebei v'ashem v'kicheish. Ba'amisei v'kicheish. There was a krosh el ha'amisei. So called there was a krosh el ha'amisei, that means I was makrish, his mother. Now, the Ktois HaChoshen in Simen Tov Vov asks Amore Dike Ha'ore, how do we understand Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Moment Bailam, what does he hear from the skull? What is his? Mechaim? It's also Banov. Now they Banov from Shlomo. And we'll see if Gerashi Shita is Lacha Shita. According to everyone, it's not Moment Bailam. So what's the Moment Bailam that Rabbi Yosef really owes? So I found in Achreinim two Mahalchim, I saw Shiurei Agrash, Rav Shmuel Nozovsky, and others, that say as follows. There's one mahalach to say that the Kolbin is mine. Reuven has a bein. Now Reuven is magdish this for a shlomim. Now, after the akrov of the shlomim, there's a certain ritzui that the Baal HaKolbin gets. So, it's shaloi l'ritzui. That means it's my behemoth. What do I have from the behemoth? I'm not allowed to close one that's alive. I can't the malacha, what did it, also the giza, everything. But it's my behema l'ritzoi. So it's, that's called a bailus. And we're going to have later, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I can sell a coal. So what is the mechira on? So the big Ashita Mekabet says, and later Mabakama, the mechira is on the ritzoi. That means that I was makdish the behema, so now, when you'll be makdish this behema, I'll get a ritzoi from the akrova. If I want to sell the behema, so that's the sale. The sale is that now it's, before it was my shlomi, and with the akrova I'll get a ritzoi, now I'm selling it to you, you'll get a ritzoi. And this is the bailos that Rabbi Yossi Aglili calls, I'm the bailos. That's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili says. That's it. That's a shimush. Ein kleinikai. Be malutzel of neck of his poch, it's a gewaltic investment. So memele, so that's my bite. That's one mahala. Perhaps I could make a stickle hole. So if there's such a musik of a chaloy laritzoi, so what is the difference between kachim kalim and kachim kachim? And you say there's such a musik of ritzoi. I'm a shalayim ritzoi. One ha'orah. Ha'orah number two, Rabbi Yossi Aglili mentioned that she'ein be'mila. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. There's no mila. There's no mila. God, kachim kalim, there's no mila. So Mamela it's Mom and Baila. But what is the no Mila, there's no Mila, it seems this is a Sibir or a Simon that it's Mom and Baila. So Daksach Meir Pshat is as follows. Rav Chaim says, the Sefer, that the Gedda of Mila is Gezel Hegdish. The Din Mila that you mail the Hegdish is I'm stealing from Hegdish. Mila is Megidre Gezel Hegdish. So now, Kan Shoyel Aben. So I see a very interesting halacha. I moil in Achatos. I stole from Hegdish. That is a Din Mila Ken Chai Mishvosha. I moil in Ashlomim. I don't owe anything to Hegdish. So this is really the proof of the pudding. So what's the chilik? So the chilik is because when you moil in achatos, achatos belongs to gavoya. So when mele you moil, you have to pay gavoya. You stole from gavoya. When I moil in ashlomim, I don't have to pay gavoya. I didn't take anything from gavoya. I took from him. Belongs to him. Now without a posik of v'kichesh ba'misoy, I would say maybe it's a poradumet. Just like when you're a moil bekalkin, there's no din mila. It's nifsei gavoyi, I'm stealing from gavoyi, but there's no din mila. So without the posik of a misoy, I would say, yeah, there's no din mila by kachim kalim, just like there's no din mila by kalkin. But it doesn't mean that it's not nifsei gavoyi. But after we put all the parts of the puzzle together, there's no din mila, and it's called his. Now, by Kachim Kalim, I have a new outlook. Why there's no Din Mila? Because it doesn't belong to Gavoya. It belongs to him. So Mamela, if you're stealing, you're stealing from him. Now, I'd just like to mention one more Nikuda, if we can understand this a little better. And Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Sa'oris says two ways we can understand Schiros. When I rent the house, it could be understood in two ways. You could understand schiros that I'm renting his house. I'm living in his house. And the get of schiros, I have a right to use his house. That is schiros. But I'm living in his house. That's one way to learn. There's another way to understand this. Schiros is memkaliyoyma. It's mine to live in. It's yours for all other things, but it's mine to live in. It's my house to live in. So we have here a case that I'm deriving benefit from a certain mechosa, but we could understand this in two eifanim. We could say, I'm having benefit from Yenim's. That's a type schiris. I'm living in Yenim's house, but it's Yenim's. But I have schus eidir in Yenim's house. Or you could understand that schiris is a memkele yayme for living purposes. It's mine. For all other purposes, it's his house. But it's mine to live in. It's not his to live in. And it's gewaldic anatomy. Al koponim, so we could thus mekler the same chakire by a kolben. The magdish has a ritzui. So we can look at this in two ways from them. What should I have a ritzui? So you can learn, it's my kolben l'ritzui. See, it's kodesh, but for ritzui, it's my kolben. And that's kodshim kalam omabailam alibi d'rav yoysi aglili. Kodshim that there's a din meila. So what's up is a din meila? That means I'm stealing from gavoy. It's not my kolben, it's gavoy's kolben. You learn it from achatus, you pay hektish. So pshat is, I have a schus ritzui in moment gavoya. Since I was madish it for a kolben, I get a schus ritzui. That's a benefit I get. I gave it, it's gavoya, it's shell gavoya, it's moment gavoya. But I have a schus ritzui in the shell gavoy. This is one way we can understand Abyeisi Aglidi. That it's mama in bailim, it's shaloi l'ritzui. Shaloi that's one way we could understand. And we'll have later in the sugya that according to Abyeisi Aglidi, you can sell a kolben, you can sell a shlomin. So that means, what am I selling? I'm selling what I have. I'm selling, I have, it was mine l'ritzui, now it's yours l'ritzui. The Ktois does not want to accept such a concept whatsoever. He says, Chas v'shalom. He said, just like when the person made a shlomen. So I'll say, I changed my mind. I want it to be a chatas. You can't change the zeva. The zeva was hukdish l'shlomen. So it's a shlomen. You can't change what it was hukdish for. So just like there's a din l'shem zevach, there's a din l'shem baila. This kolben has a baila. This is the bala kolben. It doesn't go over the mechira. It does not go over and over the mechira. That's what the tzais says. Shama. So it can't be. It can't be that Rabbi Yosi, that the moment baila is it's his l'ritzoi and he sells it. Now it's not. The Moshe Soi can sell. He can sell the kodshim kalim. So it can't be l'ritzoi. The ritzoi will always be by the magdish. So we're stuck. So the place is stuck. So what's not a shame though? When it's alive, it's also about no. And after that krov is Mishul from Gavoya Kedosh. So what does he have? What pshat does Rabbi Yisrael leave? So I saw in Rav Shmuel, because not that he also saw, but in Rav Shmuel I saw it a little better. Rav Shmuel brings down, perhaps with this will be able to understand the Rashi later in the subject, that there's two things. There's a Baal HaKolben, the one who was Magdish HaKolben, that's one thing. And then there's the person who's Mechuyev to be Metapel in the HaKolben. We'll see later, there's a din that sometimes I am Magdish HaShlomim, then I go send an email to the Gizbo, you know, I have a Shlomim, if you want to take it, I'll give you my address, come and take it. No, there's a Chiyev of Havor to bring the Kol to the Beis HaMikdash. Zot Rav Shmuel, that if I sell the Kolben, I'll get the Ritzui, but the Chiyuv Havor HaKolben, that the Kolben should be Nikrat, is Mutal HaYud. So what kind of a ownership is this? This is the obligation, not ownership. Zot Rav Shmuel, the one who has the Chiyuv, Chiyav Havo, he'll be Zoyche in the Achilas Habosa. That means, even though the Gemara says later, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, that the Rashi says Pshat, that we're eating Shal Gavoya, but who gets the Schus Achilas the Kol? The one, not the one who was Magdashit, the one who has the Chiyav to be Magdashit. So normally, if a person is Magdashit, so he is Motra, he's the Magdash, he'll get the Ritzi, and he has the Chiyav Havo also. When he can sell it, he sells that is his bailus. That means it's his to bring it lack of it, and this bailus entitles him to get a schus achila later, and that is being sold over. That's how Rav Shmuel wants to be. That could be this. Well, this is what Rav Shmuel says. So we have over here two mahalchim in the bailus of kochim kalim. If it's a bailus lagabi ruchni is to give benefits that he has a ritzui, or it's a bailus, I have a bailus that I'll get full meal. I have the schus achila of the kol. That's the bailus. The bailus is in the achilas habosa, which comes about through that, when I'm the one that's metapol and akavas hakom, and whoever is mutal all of metapol and akavas hakom, he's the one that gets chusay achim. Now, so this is tuma alchem in Rabbi Yosi Aglina. Now let us finish the Rashi. We stopped in the middle of Rashi. Now let us finish the Rashi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili had a posik. It says, Hashem and Hamisoi, which is a psazoi, not too clear. So Rabbi Yosi said, oh, it's both. It's Hashem, it's a kolbe, and it's Hamisoi, Bekichesh, Bahamisoi. So Rashi says, so that's it's a mashalim. So the posik says, Mashalim keren chay mishbosh. So Rashi says, where do you see from this that it's moment by moment? Where do you see this? Rashi, v'aval gav, v'bekotche shamayim, ein ishvoyim alayim. K'desinen, v'perek azov, v'kotchen kalem nishvoyim. That means, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, the posik, this posik that's speaking about shvuas ha'pikodna, is speaking about that the Nifkat swore on this pikodna. So, as Rashi says, this was Rabbi Yosi Aglili's raya. Einish boim ala kotchim. You don't swear on kotchim. So, memela, and here you swear, is a raya that is momen baila. It's not momen shel hegdish, it's momen shel reyeyu, and then that's why there's a chi of shvur. That was the raya from Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, I'd just like to mention a ha'ore on this Rashi. With the Gemara further. There's a Gemara further, Daf Kuvov from Adalek, that says as follows. What is the din? My Shvuas HaPikot. If I come over to Nifkat, I tell him, give me back my Pikot. Middle of the street, give me back my Pikot. Your pekot, I swear you never gave me a pekot. This is a shvur chutz lebezdin. There was no chiyuv shvur whatsoever. He's not a way to be victors. There's no way there. Kofatz v'nishba. The Gemara says kofatz v'nishba. He's chayiv shvur sa pekot. He swore false, and then he was made. Says karam chayiv shvur. So we see from that. That Shvuas HaPekodim is not Bechlal Toloi in Chiyuv Shvuas. If he swore, false. So yeah, there's a din of Shvuas HaPekodim. Rashi made a whole Geratchko over here. Ooh, how do I see it's Mama Bailam? Because Ein Nishboyin Ala Hekdeshes. You don't swear on Hekdesh. So you don't swear. You don't swear with Alan Edechad also. You don't swear with not a moida b'mitzvahs also. But in mitzvah, it says in kerach mitzvah shom. So where do you see from this pasuk that it's mum and bailim? It's a shrek l'chakashe. That einish boi na alef desh, it's best in gom b'im achayi v'shvur. But, so there's a dikel chayim mishmosh. So where do you see its mom and bite? So there's a hamakne in kedushin dafnu beis amet beis. It says as follows: there are two psukim by shvuas apikot. There's one posik that. The Nishbal Sheker, and then there's another passage that says, Kerl Asher Yishova. So he says, the posik the Nishbal Sheker means Shvuas Pesach. There's a second posik, Kerl Asher Yishova, that Mabah Filokopets the Nishbal. I hear me two psukim. So he says, but the first posik, Ish ki yimel mal vashem pekichesh pamisha v'nish ba'al sheka, is speaking about a shvuas besen. So, and a shvuas besen is not knowing by hegdish. And it's speaking about a kovin. So you see, it's mumain. You see, it's mumain, mumain bailin. That's what you see. Because this posik that is sweet, zichin is a din of kovats v'nish ba'alza. That I learned that from a posik later. Kela sheyishova. But this first posik, Ish ki yimel mal b'Hashem v'kichish b'amisa v'nish b'al sheker, nish b'al sheker means shvuas bezen. So that's what Rashi is saying. It's hakeh to be a shvuas bezen. It's mol mol b'Hashem, it's a kol. It's a raya, kodesh v'kalim is mol min b'aylim, and bezen is mechaye v'shvue. And that's l'chev shat and Rashi. Now let us go further. Look to Gemara weiter. So finish. Now we know Pshat. The Mishnah is speaking about Kotshim Kalim, Einbe Mila, Lomitish Kotshim. We're talking about Kotshim Kalim, which is Momen Bailim, Shereyeyu, Yechai. Finish. Frek the Gemara. Vosnan, Al Hevakashim. We learned a Mishnah in Kedusha. A Mekadish Bechelkoi, Bein Bekotche Kotchim, Bein Bekotchim Kalim, Eina Mekadeshes. It says, if a person is Mekadish Bechelkoi, so the Isha is not Mekadeshes. He didn't give her anything. Leima the Lake Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So, it'll come out. You're telling me, according Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we have a Spam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's mom and bailim. Yeah, you have enough in the Mishnah. A person is Makadish Bechelka, Bekotship Kalim, ain't a Makadash. The brother says, Atulu Tame Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yom Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Mechayim. Mechayim is mom and bailim. Avalach Eshchita, Atulu Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Moide. It's moment of life. Now, let's just skip over the Rashi Mechaim, just to get the flow of the Gemara. Yeah, that's Mechaim. Avalach Eshchite, Ki Zochu, Bein kahanem b'chazei v'shoik. Bein bailem b'shar ha'boso, mishulchan gavoya kazoch. Mishulchan gavoya zoch. So this is Rashi Shita. This is Eschelik on Rashi. But Rashi Shita is that after the Shita, it becomes shel gavoya, it becomes in ganzen shel gavoya. In whoever eats from the koven, say the kahanim, say the bailim, it's zicha not mamaynam, it's zicha mishulchan gavoya kazoch. And the whole Rabbi Yossi that says, and so let's just be nice, and mechelkei means after shchita, mekadosh mechelkei means after the after Shchita, so then it's Mishulchan Gavoye Kazocha, so Zayna Mekadesh. Now, what's the longest of Mechayim? Now let's go back to this Rashi. Mechayim She'achrayis Hu Olam. Now this is a Shrek Lecha Rashi. If we learn the Rashi Kipshutoi, so Rashi means to say as follows. Mechayim, if a person, let's say, for example, he said, Harei Olai Lahavi Shlom. He has to bring a Shlomim. What will be if this gets lost? He has to bring another. Harei Olai. He has to bring a Shlomim. So, Yischayim Vachiyusoy. So then there's a concept of Rav Shimon. Dava Agoyim Lomomim Kimomim Dami. That means I'm saving money with this COVID. So this is, at this, if I don't bring this COVID, I have to mimatish another COVID. So Dava Agoyim Lomomim Kimomim Dami. So, but then will come out a Shrek Lecha Chiddush that old Rav Yosef Lulu is only speaking about. He said, Arei Olai Shlomim. What if he said, Arei Zu Shlomim? He's not Chayiv Achayiv. So, that moment violent, which is not really Chiddush. The Rishash says he didn't find any place in Shash. In Shash, that according to Rav Yosef, Shlomim is moment violent. So, Chiluk said, Arei Olai, Arei Zu. I will see later in the Sugi Yitzmuchak like that, there's no achayis by a chayit. It's also called Momen Baila. The Gemara is a shakal v'tayi. So the Rishash says, Rashi means, shechayis hu olov l'tapol l'hoivioi. He's mechuyif to bring it l'hakrov. That's what the Rishash says. Hakan l'shem. So, Kan Shayla Ben, what does that mean? So, what does that mean? Because Avram Butchetzich, where he doesn't attend the Rishash, so what? So, leave the bridge. So, that's what's Mom Maila. So, I thought, we had two Mahalchem before. What Samazek Shat, Rabbi Yisiek Lili, that's called Mom and Baila. What is the evidence? So, he said, either it's Shaloi Laritzui, I have it's Shaloi Laritzui. Or, he said it's Shaloi Lahavi. That means, by him is Mutal the Chiyav Avo. And whoever is Mutal Lahavi, he has the Schusei, he derives the Schusei Achila. So the Schusei Achila, which is Takim Yishulchan Gavoya, belongs to the one who's Mutal Lahavi. So if I learn, like the second Mahalak, so it could be that Shad. The Rishash, that means, since it's Mutal Olav Lahaviyoy, so he gets the Schusei Achila, whoever is Mutal Olav Lahaviyoy, gets the Schusei Achila. So that's why it's Mom and Baila. That's why it's Mom and Baila. According to the first Mahalach, we wanted to say it's Shaloi Lahitzui. Perhaps Pshat and the Rishash is as follows. If we would say, for example, it wouldn't be mutal olav laviyah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Meir Dikachidish, the person said, Arezu Shlomim. So he has to be makrebet. He's not makrebet, he's even Baal Tacha. What's the number for my 11? I said, Arezu Shlomim. If I'm be makrebet, I'll give you my telephone number, you can come and send, So we see Nitzai. We see, you are makreb, you are magdish Shlomim. You're mechuyev to see that it should be nikreb. We see you should be so Mamela, in other words, it has to be Nikrav. It has to be Nikrav. I mean that's a chelik at Tamshat. I made a shlomim finish, whatever, that's not the Gizbus problem, it's the Gizbus thing. No. A person who makes a shlomim is mechuyev to see that it should be Nikrav. That's part of his obligation. So it could be a bailus of shaloi l'ritzui is only considered if there will zicha be a ritzui. That means if it's mutal olav to be makrebet, there will be a ritzui. So then it's called, I have something here, there's zicha be a ritzui. So it's my l'ratzai. But if it wouldn't be mutal olav l'akriboi, So who says there be a Ritzis? What kind of bailus do you have? I was matzah shit a guten tag. The gizpo wants it, let him come and pick it up. I'm out of the picture already. Bechlal, that there'll be a Ritzoi. So then, it's not considered that he has a bailus, that it's his l'ratzois, if it's not muchach that there ever be a Ritzoi. So this could be the two mahalchim in the Rishash, where the Rishash is Pshat and Rashi.